All right, today's date is January 25th, 2016, time 4:47 p.m. We'll be interviewing Jacob Darden, Toby Darden. He's a tribal councilman.
Correct.
With the Chittimacha tribe. I have here sitting it's Preston Savoy. He's a supervisor here at Cypress Bayou Casino. And I don't know if I said my name, but my name is Trooper Mike Washington. We're going to go ahead and begin. Toby, like I gave you a little background, we're working a criminal investigation. The complaint was brought to us by the commission, the gaming commission. And that's generally how we receive complaints around here, if you didn't know. We don't just go out looking for stuff. Most of the time, stuff comes to us. And in this case, the gaming commission, somebody filed a complaint with them, and they in turn referred the case to us because of the nature of the case. But so what we have is it's a two-pronged deal. I understand you work on the council.
I'm on the council, yes.
And how long have you been on the council?
Three and a half years.
Okay. 3.5 years. Okay, so you're familiar with the process over there in terms of?
Yes.
There was some bonus money paid out to, allegedly to O'Neill while he was an active chairman.
Okay.
And also he was reemployed here for a period of time so that he could receive the money. I'm just giving you a little background. So he was working as a chairman, and he got reemployed, and he received an unspecified amount of money as a result. And so I just want to know your expertise, and because I understand a lot of the approval and resolution had to go through you guys, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Are you familiar with that resolution?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain what happened in that case?
To my understanding about the whole situation is the bonus plan for this year was presented by the manager, which included all of the employees, all of the supervisors, all of the managers that were eligible for the bonus. Mm-hmm. Included in that list was O'Neill Darden.
What manager? That's the general manager, you
said? The general manager, Anthony Patron.
Okay.
Presented the recommendations for the 2015 bonus.
Okay.
That would have been paid in December of 2015. Okay. O'Neill's name appeared on that list, to my understanding, because he had worked here and earned or up to 9 months of the bonus through June when he became chairman. So 9 months out of 12, he was employed here. Anthony recommended that he receive the bonus that was presented to the tribal council for approval. We discussed it. At the end of the discussion, O'Neill decided to decline the bonus as it was presented because there were some other situations that if you hadn't worked, I think part of the plan was that you had to work here a year, 12 months, or be employed for 12 months. I'm not positive about that. There's a plan in place, a written plan.
Yeah.
And he didn't qualify for that, so in the end of it, he refused the bonus. A resolution was drafted accepting the amended plan removing O'Neill's name. I don't know if there was somebody else that was disqualified, but I'm sure O'Neill's name was disqualified. And then we approved that. I don't know the resolution number, but I can find it. Or it's a matter of record at the office.
Yeah, if not, we'll try to see.
You can get the record
of that information. So did you see his name on a plan? Because I looked at a number of plans. I've never seen his name on any of them.
There was a proposed list that did include the proposed bonus plan for 2015. His name was included that one time, the original list.
Did you
as
see
it was
it?
Presented.
Did you see it or you?
I believe I seen it. I saw his name on there.
You believe? Or are you sure? Because I mean, and the reason why I'm saying because I looked at a number of lists. I'm not doubting you, but I'm just saying if you're not certain, then well.
I'm not positive. But I can go home and look through my paperwork, and if I can find it, I'll give it to you. But we look at so much information and so many things.
Right.
So many papers, I swear.
I believe. We just want to be clear, that's all on it. If you know.
Yeah, his name was either on the list or it was implied to us that he was on the list, and it was recommended that he had served 9 months, that he would get prorated amount of bonus or some part of the bonus. And then after discussion with the council, it was decided he decided he would decline the bonus. Let me look. Can I look at my emails real quick?
Sure. That's fine.
Because I think there was something in an email to that effect. If I can find it. So as far as I know, I didn't see the actual distribution list of the thing that would have been handled here. We only approved by resolution the list.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite honest with you, I didn't double check to make sure his name wasn't on there, but I just took it that it was not.
Now who, you said Anthony Patron brought the proposal?
Him and the, I think the committee, there's a maybe a salary committee here that goes over the bonus proposal or bonus list.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's too far.
He made that proposal to a formal council meeting, or y'all just had a side meeting?
No, it wasn't at a formal council meeting. They prepared the list. We talked about the bonuses since August during budget times in general, not mm-hmm. specific to each person. Mm-hmm. And the bonuses have been tentatively accrued all through the year. I don't know if you're familiar with the process. Even right now, they're accruing the bonus as we go, so they have the money. And then at the budget time, he said, okay, we have this money set aside, or we're going to pay the bonus we've accrued. And then after that, he comes back with the list. It's a percentage for certain managers get a percentage. I think the employees got 250 this year, each base employee. And then I guess at the very end, he sends the list. And that's what we approve, right. The list with the names of all the individuals and the amounts. We see that, and that's done with resolution. Then December 15th, a little more. Could probably just search it.
Well, do you guys participate, get involved with, after it's approved, I understand you approve the revenue per se, like the amount of, like the, I guess the monies to be used for the purposes of paying out bonuses. I understand you guys do that, but do you guys get involved with the actual distribution? Like, where?
No.
Okay, so.
That's paid here through the casino, like a payroll distribution through, I guess, like paychecks or whatever. They cut the checks here.
Okay. But y'all don't, I guess you don't have any influence in terms of, I mean, if.
I could.
Just, like, in terms of saying that we don't agree with, like, the higher executive staff getting paid 20%, you know what I'm saying?
We could have overriding
authority. That's why y'all had any say in that stuff.
I guess we could have overriding authority if we felt that it was totally out of line. Oh, like if Anthony gave, if he had a girlfriend or anybody, or a favorite person here that he gave 30% and everybody else at that level was getting 20% without, you know, if you couldn't justify it.
Okay.
Then we would certainly have some means to say, hold on, explain it to us, or that's out of line.
Okay.
12/24. Am I the first person you interviewed?
No.
Okay.
Oh no, man. I've been interviewing since what, last week?
Yeah.
Early. Okay. Probably about 15-20 people so far.
So you know the process, and I'm not telling you something you don't know. You should know some of this process.
Yeah. Okay. I'm familiar with that.
All right.
I'm just asking. I mean, I need to. I heard some stuff, but I heard some conflicting information too. So that's why we speaking to.
Sure.
We're gonna speak to all y'all because I mean I don't know what you might know versus what somebody else or what you might remember or.
Well, I don't know if you've done it already, but I mean, you could certainly request the resolution and information from the tribe that would have what was officially approved in our meeting that night.
The problem I had was I wasn't clear if there was a formal council mm-hmm. resolution.
There is a resolution that adopted that salary bonus plan for 2015.
And that was for Anthony Patron and O'Neill? Was it for Anthony Patron too?
That was for all of the employees.
Because I know, were you, get off the subject, but it ties in together. But did you sit in on the 25% increase for Mr. Patron?
We approved his bonus as well, yes.
Okay. And that was the same time that?
No, not necessarily.
You remember the dates? Or?
Oh, man, I can look it up. Yeah, okay. I mean, I remember the dates by memory.
Yeah.
It wasn't connected in my mind, if that's what you're implying or getting at, but it wasn't connected. Anthony's bonus was and again, this happens by five people, not just by O'Neill. O'Neill doesn't influence me or the other three council members, I don't believe, to say that, okay, let's give Anthony 25% more. I'm trying to think, maybe it was even me that said he was this close to it, and if he take out all these other factors, he really would have made his 22 target, the target of 22 million this year. Mm-hmm. So we agreed to do that as a group. And that was after the general pool came forward to us. Mm-hmm. After that is when we talked about Anthony's. Mm-hmm. That was, I don't remember the dates.
Yes.
May 15, okay.
You write down.
Did you have that, you don't remember that resolution number, huh? I mean, if you don't remember, it's gonna,
let me see. Shit, it's not coming up good. Let's see, Hotel Congo. My email goes from 12 to 18 on my phone, it's still loading.
It could be this area, cause I have trouble with my phone up here too. So it depends on what service you have. You got AT&T or?
Yeah, I have AT&T.
Yeah, see, mine kind of messes up here. Let's see.
It's loading. Do you have Wi-Fi by any chance? Or is it open Wi-Fi or is it?
It should be an open Wi-Fi. No, yeah, the commission, it should be.
It should be Cypress. Should
yeah,
be open.
Cypress by you, one of them should be open.
Let me see if that helps.
Yeah. We had it here, I don't know if what happened. Did they?
No, it's restricted.
Yeah, I know they, yeah, somebody got a password. Yeah.
Let's see your resolution.
Do we still have the one we had for here?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was wondering. I never...
So that original list with O'Neill's name on there for the bonuses, mm-hmm. that was generated by the GM to come to y'all, you have a copy of that email, that list?
I might.
You don't have, I'm not saying that.
I don't know that came in my email.
It'll be in your email at the office.
It wasn't an email. It came in a paper form at a meeting. Mm-hmm. So I might have a paper copy, the original list. 1229. Still loading.
Okay. Well, I mean, you seem to be a seasoned council member, so you don't have a problem. What does your I know y'all got certain ordinances and everything, so you don't have a problem with O'Neill receiving a bonus?
No, he didn't receive the bonus. He refused it.
You certain?
I'm about to double check the list to make sure, but as far as I know.
Who told you that?
It was in the revised list that came to us for the resolution that was approved for this year's distribution. But let me show you something else. Let me see if I can find it. But what I've been in problem with, and I wouldn't have a problem with it for the first 9 months that he was not chairman, or was not, he had earned 9 months up to it prior to the chairmanship. Had it been prorated 9 months out of 12, yeah, I think he deserved it for that part of the year. But being that he was chairman and it hadn't been a full 12 years, 12 months, and there was other stipulations that applied to all of the other workers, then he was disqualified, so he refused it.
That's your opinion, right?
Yes.
That he refused it.
Yeah. Well, you got me double thinking now, but as soon as I see the resolution.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know what was presented, and that's part of the problem. We got two processes here. We got the tribal, and you got the casino, and there's a lot of misinformation, mm-hmm. is all I'm going to tell you. You know, but, so you might want to, look into that.
Yeah, I got my paperwork on. I'll look and see what I can.
I'm not saying you're wrong. You might be right in what you think occurred.
My,
is what I'm trying to
that's
tell
right.
You.
My understanding was that he right. refused the bonus. Yeah. It was not on.
But
the
I'm
list.
Telling you that's not accurate.
So you have a record of a check being cut here to him for a bonus?
Absolutely.
Well, then there's something wrong with that, and I have a problem with that, if that's the case.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I don't know what was told to you, but that's why we're here, and that's why we're investigating.
I understand.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be.
Sure.
I mean, that's...
Before y'all made the resolution, did anybody bring up the ordinance, the council ordinance, tribal ordinance, regarding active employees or committed council members receiving bonuses from the casino?
That was discussed. I mean, that was a conflict, yes.
I mean, would that resolution override the ordinance if y'all came up with a resolution?
But there was no resolution to override. The resolution said that we approved the plan. That wouldn't override
right.
that.
You have to do another one.
You have to do something specifically saying that in this case, what I just said earlier, O'Neill was a temporary employee and all those different things, or not temporary, previously employed for nine right. months. So there would be an exception that would have had to been made. There was no exception made, my resolution to that regard.
Well, probably because you guys, I mean, you're telling me one thing, but some of the other council members, I mean, so y'all might want to get together at some point and discuss, because, well, I mean, it's a criminal investigation going on, so I guess at the end of all this stuff, whatever happens, I think...
I might clarify stuff, yeah, but to your knowledge today, the resolution that was passed for the check disbursement was a list that y'all approved. O'Neill's name was not on that list.
Correct, that's my understanding.
He rescinded his
He declined.
Declined his part of the bonus, that prorated right. bonus.
So the new list did not include his name.
Right.
The distribution list.
That's the council as a whole was fine with him getting a prorated bonus.
No. The whole council was not fine with that.
They were not good with that.
You just asked me if I was okay with it. I said I'd have been fine.
You've been okay.
Oh, okay.
But at the end of the meeting, no. Miss Jackie said no. She disagreed with it. Jacob Thank definitely.
Jacob said no.
Jacob definitely disagreed with it. He's the one that brought it up and said, O'Neill, you shouldn't be doing this. I disagree. So.
And I think what about April?
I don't know that April voiced her opinion on it. I was the only one that said I'm okay if it's 9 months since it was prior, and then after they brought up the points about well, other people had to work 12 months, so we just dropped it at that point. O'Neill said we just declined it. But yeah, the other two were definitely Jackie and Jacob were vocal in saying no,
okay.
shouldn't happen. I don't think April ever said made a decision about it.
Well, I think she told me she wouldn't be for it. I don't know. That's what she told me, but I don't.
We didn't actually vote on it.
So you guys just vote?
We didn't vote on it. We sat around the table and talked about it and voiced it. I said, well, look, I'm in favor of it. If it's prorated 9 months, it was prior to this. And then Miss Jackie brought up the other points. Well, wait, it's not 12 months. So then I didn't say, well, I changed my mind or anything. I left it at that. And Jacob was definitely against it. Miss Jackie was definitely against it. And April, I said, well, it's 2-1 right now. April, if you vote, O'Neill will have to break the tie. And it was a joke that he would have had to break the tie on his own situation.
Right.
So it was a joke. And so she said, well, if I leave it now, there won't be a tie. It's 2-1 if I don't vote. So she didn't specifically say at that point, I disagree, but apparently she did. So,
Are you guys compensated on the tribal council?
Yes.
What about O'Neill?
Yes, he's paid base salary monthly, as we are a stipend monthly.
I'm sure he makes a lot more than you guys.
Yes, he does.
So you guys are part time.
Right, yeah. Right. He's day to day full the time. We only a couple meetings a week or whatever.
So he makes probably about $100,000 or something. Okay,
somewhere around.
Okay, I'm just making sure that's the information that was presented to me. So I'm just making sure. Okay.
Somewhere in that range. 12, 18. I got my emails up.
So basically, Toby, what you're telling me, you saw the list, y'all approved it without giving O'Neill during the a bonus.
That's correct.
And as far as you know, you don't know anything else, you know, about what transpired. You thought that was the end of it?
Yes.
Pretty much? Okay.
Yes. To my knowledge.
All right. And you would think all the council members would say the same thing?
I think we all had the same understanding. Okay. I can't speak for them, but I thought we were all on the same page that he was not to be compensated.
But that was Patron's recommendation that he be paid since he worked, right? Patron presented that to y'all.
It was on the list with the rest of the people, and I think, I don't recall who sent it over. I'm sure it was from Anthony and Salary Committee, uh-huh. But it could have been just Anthony. It goes, he works with a committee when he develops it. He works with, I guess, some of the other key staff that helps him. Maybe HR, some of the key staff.
Did you have any interaction with the CFO here, Monty Spivey?
He was not at the meeting, no.
Okay.
He wasn't. He might have been on that committee that helped decide it, but he wasn't at the meeting. Let's see, 12, 10. Miners, land, police department. It might have been before December. It might have been the November meeting. Go back one more. To make sure.
Did O'Neill make any suggestion that he should get a prorated since he worked in it
9 months? No, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything.
Did he have any input?
No, he wasn't. He didn't vote for it. Voice for it either way. At that time, he didn't lobby for it.
He accepted the decision. You thought, or?
Yeah, I thought
was he upset or?
No. I don't think he was. I mean, I can't tell you for sure, but I thought he was okay with it either way, whatever the decision of the group was.
Now, who's all related on the council?
Everybody.
Because I've been here a long time, so I know most of the, are you related to O'Neill?
Yeah, we're all cousins. We're not close cousins, but we're all cousins.
Okay.
Even, all of us, we're all related.
Okay.
All reservations related.
Yeah.
And in the 50s, there were like 48 people left, and we all descendants of those 48 people, so we're all related somewhere or another.
Yeah.
November 30th.
How many tribal members do you have documented now?
Today is about 1,435. 1,400 enrolled and about 35 waiting, like birth certificates and stuff like that. We just had a meeting and there was.
Is that total here or New Orleans?
That's
like
everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's everywhere.
Okay, that's right. Everywhere.
Yeah. On the res, there's probably about 450, something like that.
Okay.
Council meeting 11:23. I'm sorry, it's taking a little while.
Oh, no, take your time, man. You had to come out here not long ago for had to arrest somebody. We didn't get home when? Probably about 3, 4 in the morning, so it's not. Part of the job, man.
Yeah.
So that resolution for the disbursement of the bonus checks was separate, then Anthony Patron came later for his additional 25% and y'all had a separate resolution. Was that at a same meeting or a separate meeting? Another meeting? I think that was in 2016. I think that first meeting was in December.
The bonuses for the employees was paid before Christmas and Anthony's was done after that. Anthony's is done per his management of the contract.
I was under the impression that the bonuses were dispersed and paid to employees prior to resolution.
Prior to Christmas? Possibly.
Okay.
Well, as a matter of fact, here's another part of the conversation. The night we had the conversation, here's another big part of it. You're correct. The night we had the, here's the issue came up, and it was Jacob brought it up. I think it was Jacob. It was O'Neill's didn't lobby for it one way or the other, but as we were talking about it, he said the check is already cut, so it's going to be mailed to me soon, so we need to make a decision on this. Because yeah, and then after that was when we were decided, because he said, well, I need to know either way because the check has already been cut, it was already processed as part of the group maybe or whatever. So
when did this occur?
That was at the same meeting where it first came up, whenever Jacob brought it up, or we all talked about it and said and brought the issue up.
Okay, so he mentioned that
the funds were already
not transferred, but he said that the checks were already, all the checks were already cut, I guess the all of them, the checks were already cut. But his wasn't a check, his was a transfer. As a matter of fact, it's not that you say that, it was direct deposit. It would have been direct deposit. So if the funds were transferred, it would have been electronically. So I don't know if they had already done that or not. But I know that
I can meeting. Tell you, if you can give me the exact date, I can tell you.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's...
Console notice. Yep, I do recall that. So it was already in process, and then after our meeting, that's when we got the revised list and the
So what you're saying is that the checks were already
in process.
Process before you guys met to
do the final
resolution.
Which would have been our council meeting. So they were sitting there, and I guess after they got a resolution, they delivered the checks. Actually, they delivered the checks over here in a meeting, didn't they? They did a thing over here and they gave out the checks. Mm-hmm. I guess some of them were done by payroll, or maybe it was just check stubs, whatever. I'm not sure how they do everything electronically.
I think Patron wanted to hand it to each person, so they did checks for that first batch.
Here's the thing. Let me just throw this out there. I'm not making any excuses, but I work another job. I don't work at the office, so I'm not here for everything that goes day to day. Like April's available, Miss Jackie's available. Jacob and I work other jobs off the res.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm just saying. So we're not here for everything that goes on.
Okay, I got you. So sometimes you may have to do a telephone. I got you.
We'll either by email poll, or we'll be informed after, like at the meetings this evening or whatever. It's like, oh, today we did this. Or tomorrow we're gonna do this. Can y'all make it? Okay, man, I'm gonna have to do some of the search. Let's see, 10/20. Oh, here we go. Console package. Enrollment, second box, backup, personnel, fire department. 10/20. Yeah, I do recall that too. They gave out the checks over here.
Yeah, that was part of the complaint we received.
So was he given a check at the meeting with everybody else? If that's the case, then 10,000 people saw him, or 1,000 people saw it happen.
No, it didn't happen that way. It happened similar to the way you said it.
11/2. Plan comparison. There we go. There's a console packet. CBH salary increases. That would have been November 4th. Was when I got the package. Let me see who's on it. I can tell you right now. I can show you either way. Let's see. This is October 21st. We got the first draft. Oh wait, this is just individuals. This is Tammy and somebody else. It's not the big one. We also approve just about every meeting, just individual increases. 10/2.
You come to the casino a lot?
I used to come a whole bunch, but now I just come periodically. I come eat a lot. I don't come to much. Yeah. I don't go to Rocks anymore. I used to go a lot. Burn out on it.
Getting older.
Yeah, a little bit.
Naples.
gonna be around December, I would say.
I was looking for the November meeting. I didn't see it on the December. But yeah, you could be correct. November 30th. Cleaners, cooling cleaners, 201. See, I don't see it on 12-9, which is our meeting. Here we go, Tribal Council of Georgia. Some nice chambers.
Yeah, if it'll help you, I think the first, the...
First of all, man.
December 8th was when they drafted that final list, so.
I'm looking at December 10th meeting. Miners and Restaurant, it doesn't show that. CCDF, Personal Action, Eternal Auditor, Koski, Sanosky Chambers, full 1K documents. 10th, so maybe it would have been after the 10th. Okay, Anthony's resolution was done on resolution 9215. It says, conduct an email poll, Second Amendment, 9215. That's when we approved.
What is it again?
Resolution 9215 was when we approved the second tier or the 25% additional for Anthony's bonus. That was, Resolution 9215, and that was the second. It was by amendment to his amendment to his contract to pay him the extra 25%.
Okay.
Bonus, the additional bonus.
And that was facilitated by O'Neill.
No, that was all of us. It was all our decision. We discussed it.
But who brought it to the? Somebody had to bring it, or did Anthony bring it?
No, we talked about it informally, and then we agreed upon it. O'Neill didn't lobby for it, or one way or the other, we all talked about it. Let's see, that was on December 18th is when I replied to that email. December 18th.
And you guys felt he did a great job?
We felt that he had met close enough to the target whenever he deducted his target was 22, and backing out the increase in, which he had no control over, the increase in insurance, I think it was 800,000, or I don't recall what the exact number was. He was close enough that he would have got the bonus, and yeah, we felt that he deserved it. Knowing that this year he will never reach his target this year. His target this year, last year it was 22, I think this year it's like 26 or something, and we're gonna be way below, so there's no way he's gonna make his target this year.
That's in terms of what? Of
net?
Net? And that's based on casino data, I guess, and
casino financials that are audited financial statements. See, I don't have a meeting after the 8th, and I didn't see it there, so the bonus would have been done before the 8th. And if you're saying that the list was generated on the 8th?
Yeah, I know it's when it, well, it was.
It was distributed on the 8th here?
I know the final list, because they had a few adjustments from what I hear. Mm-hmm. My revised list, paid off this list. Let me see.
Revised list.
Now, it could have been before that. Did y'all have anything?
Let me see. Craig Matthews, Oath of Office, in a moment. Here we go. Wait, that's still individuals. Tammy Roy and whoever. I'm looking for the master one. So the meetings went from 12-10 from November 5th to 12-10. But I know we approved that resolution, by resolution, CBC bonuses. That's what's in January. Look in January. No, I think it was January. This. Casino bonus plan.
Yeah. You're trying to find the main one, though.
Yeah, the resolution. Let me see right here. No, it's not it. Yeah, I'm trying to find the original resolution with that list. No, I'm not finding it.
I don't think it goes back to the argument. I think it was done prior to you guys, without your knowledge, or...
What? The resolution was not done with our knowledge. We voted on the resolution.
Well, the checks were paid out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that wasn't done with our knowledge either. It was probably the draft list was prepared, submitted to us, and then presented. And then once we approved it, then it was paid out. It's probably two things working at the same time. They gave us the draft list, started working on the checks, waited for our meeting, and then presented the checks at the meeting over here the next day or whatever or whenever. What day was the checks presented over here? Do you know that? It was in a general assembly.
Yeah.
Let me see if
Cindy. It was like around the 13th or something.
December 13th? I know it was normally before Christmas. Everything's trying to be done so they can have the money for Christmas. I'm trying to find out why I don't have that in my package. I got one, two, 1, 3, 2, or 3.
Now I got so many documents to go through. Let's see. It's got to be. I know they
it was in January.
I know it was the 8th whenever they generate that final list. December 8th. That's what I have.
December 8th?
Yeah.
The final list?
Yeah, that's the... No, December 18th.
18th.
Yeah.
That's right. December 18th, we had our Christmas party mm-hmm. here, and that was around the same time.
Yeah, so it had to be around that time when they released the check, I would imagine. Okay. I got the initial monitor from that.
January, it was after the fact. The bonuses were paid, or the draft list was approved and paid out, and then it was done by resolution on resolution 91. It says 15, but that should be 91-16. 91-15. Let me read this. Let me see what it says. A listing of the proposed incentives hereby incorporated for reference. Right there, information is not attached hereto, is instead maintained within the records of the Chickamauga tribe. Let me see if I have a copy though. I do have a copy. And
is that a different resolution from
that's 91-15.
Anthony
was 92, right? Okay. Now, huh?
Yeah, I'm just making sure. I mean you're saying that that's, I'm just making sure you
yeah, 91-15, and here's the list. Starts with Anthony.
91-15.
Yep. I don't see O'Neill's name. Oh, actually, I do see O'Neill's name on there. 91-15. Director of Sales and Catering. That was. Let me back up.
Is that the total list?
91-15. Yeah, that's the whole list. Well, let me see something. That's my draft agenda, draft packet, part 1 of 2, January 7th meeting. And then let me see the final list, the final final package. Updated incentive on the same date. Here's a memo that says, hello. Please review the updated CBC incentive plan attachments. O'Neill has decided to refuse the bonus. Therefore, the updated attachment does not have his name listed. Thanks, Julia. That was on same resolution, updated 91-15.
That's updated?
Yeah, same date, 91-15. Let me see if the list, I'm gonna look at the list. That's attached, actually. Yeah, there's the attachment.
Is that something you guys did? That updated resolution, whatever you call it.
Well, the resolution would probably say the same. It would be the same resolution, 91-15. It would say with the attached list, okay. And then the attached list would be what was updated. It would, you know, and that's what she just said. See the updated. I'll screenshot this, or I'll give it to you some kind of way. The email that she sent me. But I'm looking at the list. That's I'm trying to look at the list. That's up. To make sure that his name is not on there. if I can make my phone stop turning. All right, let me see. Patron. Jack. Okay, and on the second list, he's not on there. That's not where it was on the first list.
It's not on the second list?
No. I don't know if I can print this here, or I can email this to you.
I don't know how.
I can email you the first email and the second email, and then you can compare them, but I mean, it's proprietary information. It's supposed to be confidential. It'd be better if you got it from the office.
We'll get it by subpoena, that way.
My knowledge, what I'm looking at, the original list did have his name, and then I got an email later saying, let me see, I can tell you the times. That's.
Yeah, we'll get it by subpoena.
Yeah, according to my.
Yeah, just don't delete it. You know, just keep it if you're back.
No, I don't delete them. I mean, they might archive it or whatever by itself. But let's see, this was at, I knew it was used as a timestamp. I don't see a timestamp on here. 5:09. 5 o'clock on Thursday the 7th was when I got the updated list. And the original list that I got with the resolution for approval in my draft package. Now, that's not, we saw the list beforehand, before it was paid. Or before it was, when it was in draft status. I'm trying to find it. There it is, draft one. That was on the 6th. The draft, I got the draft on the 6th, and I got the final on the 7th, which would have been the day of the meeting.
Okay, so it'd be like the 7th?
The 7th was the final.
January. Is that when you had the conversation with O'Neill Darden? You said it was in the meeting.
I'm thinking that we would have had it the night before.
Like the 6th?
The 6th.
Okay.
When we got the draft on the 6th.
Okay.
And then I guess maybe Jacob saw his name, or he brought it up with him or whatever. And then it came to a full discussion amongst us. And then the next day when we got the final list, I got this email that said O'Neill refused it. I guess he thought it over that night or whatever.
And that's the 7th?
And the 7th was the day of the meeting, and that's the day that we get the final approval. Updated CBC.
So Jacob saw his name on the list on the 6th, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying how, but I know Jacob was against it, so he had apparently noticed it, or he's the one that brought it up with the group.
And that's probably why
on the
7th he said that
he refused.
Refused. I got you.
And that's when we got the updated list.
Okay.
That's the best I can figure out of this.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Some good insight.
Anything else I can help you with, or any other?
You got any questions? I think we covered. I know we had a delay here.
Yeah.
Right. But I know when the checks were dispersed at the casino for that meeting, at the General Assembly meeting, when he physically handed out individual checks, that was before the resolution was passed.
Yes.
Y'all just gave, I guess, verbal. The phone.
Right. Yeah. And apparently, thinking about it now, if O'Neill's name was on that verbal approval at that time, I didn't catch it at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice it, and maybe somebody else did, or maybe, I don't know how it came up. Jacob's the one that brought it up at the meeting when I got there. Maybe O'Neill brought it up with Jacob or something. I don't know. That's something, he was on the list.
I think Jacob may have approached O'Neill. At some point, they had a conversation, according to April, I think. I'll have to talk to Jacob.
Yeah, find out from them. But, I recall he was very vocal about it at the meeting, saying, you know,
he was very vocal against it.
Yeah. So maybe there's some other conversations before I got there. I wasn't in that loop when I had that.
Can you repeat that? And you said what happened? Because I'm sure that's not a part of the meetings, what the statement O'Neill made about the check being in the mail.
In our discussion, whenever Jacob brought it up, when I first heard about it, the first night I heard about it,
Jacob, this was January 6th, right?
January 6th, apparently. Mm-hmm. Jacob brought it up and said something about it, said he was against it. I said what I, how I felt about it as well. It was 9 months, it was before you worked here, could be prorated. And O'Neill's statement, he wasn't saying I want it, he didn't say I'm not taking it at that time. All he said is that we need to make a decision because it has already been, it's already been processed. And I guess it's electronically processed. I'm already on the list. It's already in the process or something to that effect. You know, it's not that I got the check already, but we need to make a decision before the check would go to him or whatever, apparently, because it was in process. What time, what? That meeting was?
Yeah, like what time that conversation was. It was in the evening?
That was in, it was in definitely the evening, because I'm only available in the evenings for meetings. It would have been 6 o'clock or... sometime the 6, around 6 o'clock, like that.
6 p.m. somewhere. I'm sure that would probably be a part of the...
yeah. Well, our informal meetings weren't a matter
of... So now we're considering an informal?
Informal meeting. We got together, we met, talked about other things, then we had our real meeting the next day with the final list, which he wasn't on.
Okay.
And we do that often because there's a lot of stuff. We can't do everything in a regular meeting.
Yeah. And then y'all were under the impression at that point that it's over. He, you know, the bonus situation for O'Neill was pretty much done.
He should have, he had refused it. He shouldn't have been on the list, which he wasn't on the list I got. So if it was already in the process, they should have stopped whatever part of the process it was in for that at that point, you know. If it was being electronically transferred to him, it should have been canceled. Memo should have been made saying O'Neill was on the list, shouldn't have been on the list, whatever resolution doesn't include him. Whatever would happen, you know, to clear that up on this side, because I'm sure the auditors, you've already caught it, but I'm sure the auditors would catch it as well.
Right. Okay, you got anything else? Anything else
to clear?
Yeah, you did a good job.
You did
better than the rest of them. That's all I can tell you, so I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I
mean, easy to understand.
And that, you're good record keeping, too.
That's just emails. Everything's emails, so I don't know if you can subpoena emails, but that should be a good record, too.
Yeah. So, what would you recommend that we request? Just the specific resolutions, and I guess we can get the minutes and the emails.
Minutes?
Yeah.
I'd ask for the minutes of that, including that resolution 9115.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in Anthony's, which I don't know if that's part of this, but I mean, that was in 9215. That was after that.
Yeah, it's just the minutes. And the minutes should comprise of all pretty much everything that transpires, right?
The official business in the meeting.
Right, not the
side conversation beforehand.
Yeah, fine. So that's a true statement, huh? They have a meeting before the meeting.
We have 5 or 6 meetings a week, man. We meet all the time on different things, updates.
But I understand.
So Anthony didn't make a presentation on his justification for the increase to y'all?
For which increase?
The 25%, because I heard he made some presentation.
That wasn't at the council meeting. Whenever we met at the, we met here, actually. We usually have Monday updates where we go over the casino financials and issues with tribal employees, usually issues in general with players. We were talking about budget and meeting plan this year, and yes, he did say something to that effect of meeting the target and paying the bonuses that he achieved 75%, or his bonus would be at the 75% level, but that if you looked at the factors I told you about earlier, he actually would have made the $22 million level, but circumstances out of his control, and it was up to us if we would be willing to pay it or not. He didn't say, you know, pay me this and I'll give you a bonus or anything like that. There was nothing like that.
I mean, that's beyond y'all and the council's control too, beyond the tribe's control. I mean, those extenuating factors, cost of insurance and other miscellaneous additions, that's beyond his control. He made a 75%. It's also beyond the tribe's control. They can control that.
I'm just trying to, I guess we can, is there anything else we got for the record? You have anything you want to share before?
No.
We're going to go ahead and conclude this interview. January 25th, 2016. It's 5:41 p.m.